Good morning. I'm Anna Diamandopoulou. I am president of a think tank based in Athens. The think tank is Το Δίκτυο, which has been established in cooperation with Jacques Delors. I used to be in politics. I was a commissioner for European affairs in Brussels and the minister of education, and then for development and economic competitiveness in Greece.
This is a very good conference, since especially these are critical times, and this war situation is getting worse. There is radicalism, there is terrorism, and spreading worldwide. How do you think these problems can be solved?
There is not an easy answer, and I don't believe that we can easily solve them. But I think what we can do is to try to relieve people as much as possible. And particularly as the refugee problem is concerned, I think that it is not just a political issue. Governments have to do their jobs, but at the same time, religions have to do their jobs, civil society, academics, even the enterprises. So our discussion today, our symposium in Istanbul, focuses on this cooperation of religion leaders, of academics, and people from real life, entrepreneurs and the civil society. I think that it is interesting and it's very symbolic that we begin from Istanbul. This is a city which is a crossroad for religion, civilization through the centuries. It has been a city for refugees, of any kind of refugees, and it is again. So it is our first step. We're going to continue with in other European countries. And our idea is that there must be a cooperation between the leaders of Islam and the leaders of Christianity. They have to speak in public together. They have to present themselves in public. They have to give interviews in broadcasts. And people must see them together, must see a priest and must see an imam. And they have to discuss together and explain that there is common ground. And this common ground is love for the other, because this is the main idea of the monotheistic religions. Not easy at all. But I think that it could be very helpful for the refugees, because leaders in European cities can prepare their people for a different society, and Christian leaders can prepare themselves how to accept them. So this is what we've tried to do. There were so many centuries that Greeks and Turks were enemies. We learned how to be enemies through our history books, through our traditions, through our politicians, through our political speech, etc. Okay,
yeah.
But I think we have to see what happened in Europe between Germany and France. Germany and France were the two great enemies through centuries. There were wars and millions of dead people. And now, when they decided to work together, they became the locomotive of the best years of Europe. So if Greece and Turkey work together, they can be the locomotive for the Middle East and for the Balkans. And I believe that if people, and if there is a crucial mass of politicians and academics who believe to that, we can really can change our neighborhood. I think that we have to forget what has divided us. It is very important to stop, provocate each other, and to decide that in these particular difficult times, we have to work together in all areas. And I hope that political parties and political leaders will work on this issue.
Since you're a former minister, to hear from a politician, like academician, these words, it makes us very happy.
I hope.